Our marching design. I trust we sing that from the heart. It's good to have all of you here this morning. Home folks, visitors, good to have you here with us. We had a song, the second song that was sung this morning, Wonderful Words of Life. And when you think of word, I want to think a little bit today about names. And the other day I got a strange phone call, a number I didn't recognize. And he said, hello. He said, I usually answer, hello, this is Murray. I said, hello, Murray. Hello. He said, your first name is Murray? I said, yeah. He said, well, mine is too. And he said, I found you in the church directory, and I just had to talk to, I just wanted to call somebody that had the first name Murray. And he's from over in Kentucky somewhere. And he said, I've never met one, never talked to one. And so he said, now in Manitoba, there's quite a few first names, or up in that, in Canada, there's first name, that's a common first name, but not in the States. I've never. And so he does custom builds modular homes. So if you need a modular home, I got his number in my pocket, and maybe we can get you set up. But I don't know much about him other than that. But so there's something about when you meet somebody, they say your name. Some people are gifted with that. I can think of several people that just amaze me at how they can be at our place in just a short time, and they're saying names. And I wish I had that gift. I think it's something you need to work on, but it's important to call people by the right name. We dealt with that last Sunday, right? And I'm pretty famous for calling somebody by their sister or brother's name. I remember one time I talked to somebody. I said, "So I don't remember the names, but so you're James's brother?" "No, I'm Jerry." And he didn't say that. He just simply said, "I am Jerry." But that's not the right name. I don't remember what the name was, but he was not wanting to be identified as the brother. He was. So names are important, and it's important to. There's something about being somewhere. I was somewhere the other day, and this might not be necessarily good, but it was at Joey's, and I walked around the back, and ice cream. She said, "Murray," and I hadn't given my name. And so it kind of took me off guard a little bit, but I have worked with Mark in the past quite a bit, so probably made the connection there. But to hear your name somewhere is a name means something. I think I remember Steve Strait shared a message here on names, and maybe we had one other one in the past that I can think of. Some of you may remember that, be interested in knowing, but pretty sure it was, I remember Steve talking about the importance of a name and what it, to think through when a parent names a child, that name affects, does it affect a child? Well, it could, maybe. I want to look at a name in, if you want to turn with me to 1 Chronicles 4, just two verses there. It says, 1 Chronicles 4, 9 and 10. And most of us probably don't spend a lot of time reading through these chapters. It is name after name after name. And the genealogies, I think they are here for a reason, but it's something that's not that easy to read and pronounce. 1 Chronicles 4, 9. Now Jabez was more honorable than his brothers, and his mother called his name Jabez, saying, "Because I bore him in pain." And Jabez, actually, I'm reading it in the wrong version there. I'm going to switch here to, I'm going to read that again here in the King James Version. And Jabez was more honorable than his brother, and his mother called his name Jabez, saying, "Because I bear him with sorrow." And Jabez called on the name of, called on the God of Israel, saying, "Oh, that thou wouldest bless me indeed and enlarge my coast, and that thine hand might be with me, and that thou wouldest keep me from evil, that it may not grieve me." And God granted him that which he requested. Now, I haven't done a lot of studying in this, but what I did, there's that's about what we know about Jabez. There's maybe some other writings, Jewish writings, that are out there that may give some more insights. But we don't know much, and I don't know that we need to know much. I think what we need to know is here. We believe the Bible is the inspired Word of God, and this is what we, it's here for a reason. And what are the reasons? And I'm not, I want to be careful not to pull things out of it that aren't here, but I think we can think about some things that may be in here for us. And one is the importance of a name, and that is in this time and frame in history. She said she called his name Jabez because, why? I bear him with sorrow. Well, that's not unusual. That's childbearing is painful, and it is in pain, so it's not, that may not be that, but there must have been something about him that was more, stood out more than her other children. And so time goes on, and Jabez, how old he was, we don't know when he made this this prayer. And he says, he called on the God of Israel, saying, "Oh, that thou wouldest bless me indeed and enlarge my coast, and that thine hand might be with me, and that thou wouldest keep me from evil, that it may not grieve me." So sometimes in the past, I think I've heard this prayer used as maybe a health and wealth prayer a little bit. Pray this prayer. I don't know. Seems to me sometime in history, there was so many years ago, there was these little prayers going around. You pray these prayers and you'll be blessed. This prayer of Jabez. Why did he pray this? Why did this stand out like this? "Oh, that you would bless me indeed." He didn't say that if you do these things, then I'm going to follow you. He was just simply asking for this blessing to enlarge my territory, that your hand would be with me, and that you would keep me from evil. And if you read it in the New King James, it says that I may not cause pain. So God granted him what he requested. So that name means pain or sorrow. And we've all heard the phrase that hurting people hurt people. And so there's a few things we can maybe learn from this. If you read it in the New King James, that I may not cause pain, or that it may, in the King James, says that it may not grieve me. But I think the thought could be there that I don't want this to go on. This name that I was given of pain, I want this to stop here with me. And he was asking God to bless him. He wanted that to quit. He didn't want that to go on to his children, to his prosperity. He wanted it to, he was asking God for it to stop there in his time. You know, we can always turn to the one that Jabez turned to, Psalm 68, a few verses I'm going to read there, Psalm 68, verse 3 through 6. "But let the righteous be glad, let them rejoice before God. Yea, let them exceedingly rejoice. Sing unto God, sing praises to his name. Extol him that rideth upon the heavens by his name Jah, and rejoice before him. A father of the fatherless and a judge of the widows is God in his holy habitation. God setteth the solitary in families. He bringeth out those which are bound with chains, but the rebellious dwell in a dry land." So we see there that God is able to meet the needs, that maybe whatever Jabez is, whatever he was struggling with, he turned to God. That's where he looked to for his help, to way to get through this. You know, we can bring our pain to God. We can ask God for blessings. That's not wrong. We can ask God to keep us from evil, from falling. You know, I believe it is honorable to want to stop. You know, the New Testament, there's a verse that talks about breaking down the strongholds. And I think those are things that maybe we're come into our lives that we had nothing to do with. And, you know, Jabez had nothing to do with how he got his name. He had nothing to do with it causing his mother pain. That wasn't his fault. But he still got that name. That was there. That came with him. But maybe you think he didn't want that pain to define his legacy. He didn't want to be that pain to or to be a part of his legacy, or he didn't want that pain to define him. He didn't want this to be something that was him. And he was asking God to stop that pain. He don't want that pain to go on. You know, why was he more honorable than his brothers? We don't really know. We can surmise. Was it because of his prayer? Was he legends would have it that he was a doctor of the law, that he was in the village of Jabez, or there were lots of scribes there. So I don't know that we have any definites there. But he had a more honorable position than his brothers or something? I don't know. Or was it just because the way he looked at life, the way he handled life, the way he took it to God? You know, again, we don't know much about him, but what we have has been written for a reason. And I think we can take lessons from these few words and apply them to us today. You know, one is God's desire is that we live in victory, that we are victorious, not to pass on any pain that may have been handed to us. You know, Jabez, again, he had nothing to do with his name or the reason that he was given his name, but he could do something about how it affected his life and how he went forward from there. And I believe we have that. We can go to our Father just like Jabez did and ask for that blessing and ask for that protection. Let's stand together for prayer. Our kind and only Father, we come before thee again today. We thank you for that we can, who you are, for the wonderful words of life that you have given us, and that you are the way, the truth, and the life, and you're the path to life. And we just pray that you might bless each one here, those that can't be here because of sickness and other reasons. We just pray your protection and blessing over them and healing. We just pray for those that are in war-torn countries and suffering, places where they're suffering, for your name's sake. And we just pray that you might bless them today, wherever your word is going forth. Just help us, Father, to look to you for every struggle, every need in our life. We just want to look to you, continue to look to you this morning for the word that you have for us. Just open our hearts and help us to be sensitive to your spirit. We just want to commit this service to you and bless Brother Joe as he shares the word with us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.